God is so merciful that He provided a way for us to be reconciled to Him.
神是蛮有怜悯的神，他为我们开了一条让可以跟他和好的道路。
I remember Brother Barnabas shared last Sunday that he was with a high schooler, reviewing the book of Ezekiel.
我记得上个主日 ，Barnabas 弟兄分享他跟年轻人一同来读以西结书。
One of the brothers said that in the book of in the first part of the book of Ezekiel, it was sad.
一个年轻人说到，他刚开始读以西结的书的时候，他觉得很难过。
But towards the end, there is hope.
但是在最后结束的时候，有盼望。
This is the hope that God has given us today.
这也是主耶稣今天给我们的盼望。
God is so faithful that He is willing to pay the price in order for us to be returned to Him.
主是那位信实的神，他愿意付上代价，让我们可以回归来回归来归给他。
God remember His people.
神纪念他的百姓。
God remember His promise to Abraham.
他记得他向亚伯拉罕所说的应许。
God remember His covenant with Abraham.
他记得他跟亚伯拉罕所立的约。
We are the people that receive so much grace from God.
我们是一帮蒙了神极大恩典的人。
Let us all rise and sing praises to our God.
让我们一同起立来敬拜神。
Let's give Him all the glory.
让一切的荣耀赞美都归给他。
Great is Your faithfulness, O God.You wrestle with the sinner's heart. You lead us by still waters and to mercy. And nothing can keep us apart. So remember your people, remember your children.Remember your promise, O God. Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough for me. Great is your love and justice, God.The weak to lead the strong. You lead us in the song of your salvation. And all your people sing along. So remember your people, remember your children.Remember your promise, O God. Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough for me. Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough.Children, remember your promise, O God. So remember your people, remember your children, remember your promise, O God. Your grace is enough. Your grace.Your grace is enough for me. Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough. Your grace
Thank you for your faithfulness.
主，你的恩典够我用，感谢你的信实。
Thank you for your grace.
谢谢你的信实。
Just lay.
势力在你的面前。
Nor we stand in all of you.
谁能明白你无限的智慧
？Who can grasp your infinite wisdom？
谁能明白你的爱有多深
？And who can fathom the depths of your love？
很多事情主我们不明白。
We don't understand many things.
但主我们相信你从来没有忘记你的百姓。
But we know that you have never forgotten your people.
你从来没有离弃你的百姓。
You have never forsaken your people.
所以我们选择来到你的面前。
So we choose to come before you.
我们选择来相信。
We choose to believe you.
你是这样爱我们的主。
You are a God who loves us.
你必要拯救我们。
You will deliver us.
你必要供应我们。
You will provide for us.
你必要带领我们。
And you will lead us.
我们将信心放在你的身上。
And we place our faith upon you.
Feel free to sing in Chinese or English.
可以只有用中文或英文敬拜。
心里专心讨救主，每逢患难处帮助，虽我心心佛不住，一切为靠主耶稣。时刻刻靠耶稣，朝朝暮暮靠耶稣，无论遭遇何时苦，一切为靠主耶稣，得主神。使我心中满荣耀，来祝福之面跌倒，一切为操主引导，时时刻刻靠耶稣，早早呼呼靠耶稣，无论遭遇何时苦，一切为靠主耶稣，前路光明更不朽，如今请求为是凭主我无忧，一切为操主拯救，时时刻刻靠耶稣，早早暮暮靠耶稣，无论遭遇何时苦，一切为靠主耶稣，听靠耶稣独行神，期待救主不变更，直到你是今天成超过救主到永恒，时时刻刻靠耶稣，早早暮暮靠耶稣，无论遭遇何时苦，主耶稣，时时刻刻靠耶稣，早早暮暮靠耶稣，无论遭遇何时苦，
Yes, Lord Jesus, not only you save us, not only you rescue us from our sin.
主耶稣，你不仅仅从把我们从罪里面拯救出来。
But you also want us to trust in you.
你也要我们更多信靠你。
You will be the one to lead us.
你是带领我们的神。
As we walk this path that you have provided for us.
当我们走在你预备为我们预备的道路上的时候。
Lord, we continue to trust you.
我们继续的来仰望依靠你。
Trust you day by day.
每日每日来依靠耶稣。
Trust you whatever befall.
无论遭遇何事故。
Trust you, that is all.
一切唯靠主耶稣。
We thank you, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
May you speak to your church again this morning.
今天早上求你向你的教会说话。
Touch us and cleanse us with your words.
触摸我们，也用你的话语来洁净我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
请坐。
弟兄姐妹好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
今天我想分享的题目是过程的价值。
And today I want to share something, called is the value of the process.
这是最近在一直在我心中的一个题目。
And this has been a topic in my heart recently.
我们都记得牧师曾经告诉我们说，神把时间当作礼物赐给我们。
Remember that our pastor once told us that God gave us time as a gift.
我想这个神的礼物是很奇妙的。
And this gift of God is very wonderful.
也是很与众不同的。
And it's very special.
没有其他的东西是像时间那样子。
There's nothing else that's like time.
因为时间只会向前。
Because time only moves forward.
它不会停下来。
It never stops.
也不会往后走。
Or it goes backward.
时间是一次性的。
And time is once.
它过了就过了。
Once time passes, it never comes back.
不会再回头。
It will not come back.
我们在时间里面过我们的一生。
And we live our lives in time.
我们在时间里面做许许多多我们想做的事情。
And in time, we do many things that we want to do.
没有时间就没有生命。
And without time, there's no life.
浪费时间也是等于浪费生命。
And wasting time is the same as wasting life.
时间里面包含了许多许多小的一个片段。
And time is made up with of many big and small pieces.
这个片段我们叫它成为过程。
And these pieces are called processes.
通常每一个过程都有一个开始跟一个结束。
And usually each process will have a beginning and the end.
一个过程可以是几秒钟。
And a process can be as short as a few seconds.
也是可以好几十年。
Or as long as many years.
每一个长的过程里面包括了许多小小的过程。
And a long process may include many smaller processes.
每一个事件中都有一个开始。
And in every event, there's a beginning.
有一个过程，有一个结束。
The process and the end.
比起开始跟结束。
And compared to the beginning and the end.
过程通常都是在背景。
And the process is often in the background.
我们比较不会去注意到的。
We don't usually pay attention to the process.
我们也把它看作是比较不重要的。
And we often ignore it.
比如说我们今天要开车到优胜美地去。
For example, if we are going to take a road trip to Yosemite.
开始也许就包括我们的计划。
And the beginning may include the planning part.
我们在研究在中间要哪里停，我们要怎么出发这些。
And we may plan which stops we're making and where are we, how we are going to get there.
结束就是我们到达那边的停车场，叫做结束。
And the end ends at the parking lot.
过程呢？
And what about the process?
过程就是那个三个小时的开车。
And the process is the 3-hour drive.
我们经过大小小的车道。
And we go through many different turns.
我们碰到无数无数的车子跟我们会车。
And we see many cars passing us by.
跟我们看到数不清的那个路牌。
And the countless road signs we pass by.
我们容易记得开始，容易记得结束。
We usually remember the beginning and the end.
但是我们比较不会记得那个过程。
But not usually the process.
哪一个有趣呢？
Which one is more interesting?
肯定我们会说开始跟结束有趣。
We usually say the beginning and the end are more interesting.
没有人会选择过程。
Nobody would choose the process.
因为它看起来就是没有趣味的，我们叫做 boring。
Because
对不对？
It seems boring, right?
我们会把它看作是一个浪费时间的。
We sometimes even see it's a waste of time.
不知道你们小的时候有没有看过一个漫画叫做小叮当，后来变成哆啦 A 梦。
And have you seen a cartoon called Doraemon?
它有一个很厉害的工具。
It has a magical gadget.
叫做任意门。
It's called the anywhere door.
因为他想要去哪里，这个门打开，门的另外一边就到了。
But no matter he wants to go, you just open the door and the destination is on the other side of the door.
这个是有开始有结束，但是它省略了过程。
It has the beginning and the end, but the process itself is ignored.
我觉得当然这个是漫画。
Of course, this is just a cartoon.
它是虚构的，没有真正的一个这样的一个工具。
This is just a fiction, and there's no real tools like that.
我觉得在现实的生活中
，and in real life，
过程是不能被跳过的。
We cannot skip the process.
有些过程也许我们可以给它快转
，and some process we may fast forward.
但是呢，不能没有。
But we cannot be without it.
我们的生命。大部分的时间都在一个又一个的过程当中在经过。
And most of our life is spent going through one process after another.
如果我们只注重开始跟结束。
And if we only care about the beginning and the end.
那我们有太多太多的时间都在朦朦胧胧的过。
And we may spend much of our time without knowing much.
没有办法体现那个生命的价值。
And we may miss the value in between.
我们不太喜欢过程。
We don't usually like the process.
就像最近有一个弟兄在跟我讲。
And a brother recently told me.
他觉得他的工作没有太大的意义。
That he feels his job has not much meaning.
没有太大的价值。
Not too much value.
每天都重复在做一样的事情。
Because every day he's doing the same thing.
大部分的时间还看不到结果。
And most of the time he doesn't even see any results.
所以他觉得他失去了一个去工作去上班的一个动力。
So he feels he has lost the motivation to go to work.
这个也像说我们喜欢绿灯不喜欢红灯。
It's like how we prefer the green light but not the red light.
因为我们觉得我们在等待的时候是浪费时间。
Because we feel like waiting is a waste of time.
我们喜欢通行无阻，我们不希望我们的计划受到拦阻。
And we want to move forward without any obstacles.
我们喜欢顺利，我们不喜欢挫折。
And we would like everything to go smoothly, but rather facing setbacks.
我们很喜欢瞬间的，我们就可以得到结果。
We want instant results right away.
我们不喜欢等待。
And we do not like to wait.
我们觉得每一件事情都应该要快。
And we feel everything should happen fast.
这是理所当然的事情。
It seems normal.
但是这个意念是哪里来的呢？
But where does this thought come from?
其实它是从世界来的。
It actually comes from the world.
它无形中左右我们的生活跟我们的思想。
Without us knowing, it controls our mind and our thoughts.
它叫我们越过过程。
It wants us to skip the process.
它叫我们不注重过程。
It wants us to ignore the process.
但是我们需要过程。
But we do need the process.
过程不是一无是处。
The process itself is not useless.
过程不是开始跟结束中间的一个填充物而已。
The process is not just something to fill the space between the beginning and the end.
过程有过程的价值。
The process has its value.
就是早上我希望跟弟兄姐妹一起看的。
And that's what I want us to explore together today.
从神所造的事物中。
From God's creation.
我们处处都能够看到过程的需要。
And we can see the need of the process.
植物是从一个种子慢慢的生长。
Our plants start from seeds and grow slowly.
无论是要到开花或是要到结果。
Whether they bloom or bear fruit.
都不是瞬间的，都需要一段的时间。
It doesn't happen instantly, it takes time.
一个动物生下来也是慢慢慢慢的成长。
After an animal is born, it also grows little by little.
母亲生我们需要怀胎九个月。
And the mother needs to carry the baby for nine months before giving birth.
一个人要能够成长，也是要经过一个非常漫长的一个过程。
And also takes a long journey for a person to grow.
我们要学习一件事情，需要过程。
When we learn something, it needs a process.
从幼稚园、从小学、初中、高中、大学、研究所，都是一点一点的一个过程向上累积。
And from preschool, elementary school, middle school, high school, college, or to graduate school, it all builds up step by step.
这都需要非常大量的时间跟精力。
It takes a lot of time and effort.
到了出社会工作的开始，又是一段很漫长的学习的过程。
And after school, starting a job is also starts a long process of learning.
我们身上的肌肉不是过一个晚上立刻就有的。
Even our muscles don't grow overnight.
是成年累月的锻炼，对不对？我们才会长出来的。
It takes years of training and working to build them, right?
属灵的时间，属灵的认识需要时间。
And the spiritual growth also needs time.
属灵的经历更是需要时间。
And the spiritual experience needs even more time.
亚伯兰要经过许许多多的事情，才会变成信心的父，才会变成神的朋友，亚伯拉罕。
And Abraham needs to go through many things before he became Abraham, a friend of God and the father of faith.
被神所用的摩西需要先在皇宫里面40年学习埃及所有的学问。
And Moses, who was used by God, he had to first live in the palace for 40 years to learn all the knowledge of Egypt.
这个时候还不能被主用。
And he was not ready to be used by the Lord yet.
还要在旷野40年。
And he had to spend another 40 years in the wilderness.
把他的己生命，把他的强势，把他的骄傲磨掉。
Where God removed his pride and self-life.
之后才能够在旷野带领神的百姓。
Only then could he lead the Israelites for another 40 years.
为什么还要再40年呢？
Why does it take another 40 years?
20年不行吗？
Wouldn't 20 years be enough?
神的百姓已经在埃及法老的手下400年了，可不可以快一点？
God's people had already been in Egypt under the hands of Pharaoh for 400 years. Couldn't it go faster?
要40年。
It takes 40 years.
神降临西乃山要向神的百姓说话的时候。
And when God came down on Mount Sinai to speak to his people,
百姓要先2天来自洁，先预备自己，神才降临。
The people had to prepare themselves for 2 days before God ascended and talked to them.
以色列百姓需要40年在旷野，让上一代都过去的时候，下一代才能够进到迦南地区。
And the Israelites had to spend 40 years in the wilderness so that the old generation would pass away.
大卫需要经过许许多多的苦难，许许多多的逃亡。
And so the new generation could enter the land of Canaan, and also David had to go through many years of hardships and chased by many people.
他才能够成为一个合神心意的人。
Before he could become a man after God's own heart.
那么多的时间。
So much time.
那么多的年日。
So many years.
好像都消耗在等待的当中。
As if they have been wasted in waiting.
这些过程有意义吗？
Do these processes have any meanings?
这些过程是必须的吗？
Are these all really necessary?
在圣经中我们可以清楚看到神对人的一个定规。
And in the Bible we can clearly see that God has a plan for each person.
在诗篇139篇16节。
In Psalm 139 verse 16 it tells us,
我未成的体质你的眼早已看见了。
Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed.
你所定的日子，我还没有过一天，都已经写在你的册上。
And in your book, they were all written, the days fashioned for me.
这边我们看很清楚的看到，人还没有出生，神已经看见。
And we can see that even before we were born, God already saw us.
还没有过一天，我们还没有过一这么一天，我们的一生都写在神已经写在他的册子上。
A day hasn't finished, but it has already been written on God's book.
因为神命定我们一生要怎么过的。
Because God has appointed how we are we to spend our lives.
不能走捷径的。
There's no shortcut.
我们再来看使徒行传。
And let's look at the book of Acts.
保罗是这样子跟雅典人说的。
Paul said this to the people of Athens.
他从一本造出万族的人住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的年限跟所住的疆界。
And he was made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined the pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings.
要叫他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩而得，其实他离我们个人不远，我们的生活、动作、存留都在乎他。
So that they could seek the Lord in the hope that they might grow for him and find him, though he is not far from each of us. For in him we live and move and have our being.
神造人的目的是什么？
And what's God's purpose in creating people?
神造人的目的是要叫他们寻求神。
God created people so we can seek him.
并且在神所定规的一个年限跟一个疆界当中寻求。
And he wants us to seek him within the time and the boundaries he has appointed us.
换一句话说，
In other words,
在神的定规当中，
In God's appointed boundaries,
在人类就是我们还活着的时候，
And when we are still alive,
这一段的过程当中，我们无论是做什么，或是我们没有做什么，
During this time period, whether we do something or do not do something,
事情有没有价值在于我们有没有寻求神。
And the matter has value depends whether we have come to seek God or not.
在过程中有寻求神，这个过程就有意义。
And if we have seek God during the process, then the process has meaning.
我们可以说，过程的价值乃是在于人寻求神。
And we can say that the value of the process lies in whether a person is seeking God or not.
我们有没有跟神发生关系？
And whether if we have a real connection with him.
我们有没有把我们的时间用在寻求神的上面？
Have we spent our time in seeking God?
除了这个以外，
Apart from that,
在神看起来都没有多大的价值，都不是什么大的事情。
In God's eyes, everything else has little value.
所以我们回到一开始讲的例子。
So let's go back to the example earlier.
我们开车的那个三个多小时要到优胜美地去的时间有价值吗？
Does the three-hour drive to Yosemite have any value?
我们每天工作好像做一样的事情，没有突破，有价值吗？
Does working on the same thing every day without much progress have any value?
我们在等红灯有价值吗？
Is waiting at the great red light have any value?
我们上下班常常的塞车有没有价值？
And is being stuck in the traffic valuable?
甚至人在病痛中什么都不能做的日子有没有价值？
And what about the days when someone is sick and cannot do much? Do those days have any value?
我觉得这些问题的答案都是一个，都一样的。
And all these questions have the same answer.
就是在这些的时间里面，你有没有寻求神？
And have we seek God during this time period?
在这些时段的里面，你有没有让神介入在其中？
And is God in the process in this time period?
在这些过程当中，你有没有接触到神？
Are you connected with God in this time period?
只要你有与神接触，
As long as you are connected to God,
对神来讲，这些过程每一个都有它的价值。
And to God, every process has its value.
没有神，人觉得再重要的事情，有一天都会过去，都会变成虚空。
And without God, even things that it seemed important to us, one day they will all fade away, they will all become empty.
所以要让这个过程有价值，我们需要学习一件事情。
So we need to learn one thing to make the process valuable.
就是把神邀请来到我们的过程当中。
That is to invite God into the processes we go through.
在我们经历每一个过程的时候，我们把神邀请进来。
As we go through every process, we invite God into the process.
我们在等待答案的时候，把神邀请进来。
We bring him in while we're waiting for any answers.
我们在害怕的时候，把神邀请进来。
Invite God when we are afraid.
我们在埋怨过程很长久的时候，把神邀请进来。
We invite God when we complain that the process is long.
当我们不知道答案，不知道该怎么做的时候，把神邀请进来。
And when we don't know what to do or do not know the direction, invite God to the process.
你在塞车的时候，把神邀请进来。
And while you're stuck in the traffic, invite God into the process.
在生活的每一件事情是这个样子。
And we do this in our everyday life.
在属灵的事情上更要这个样子。
And even more so in our spiritual life.
我们在我们的祷告中邀请神进来。
Invite God when you pray.
不要只是急着一直讲，一直讲，一直讲。
And you don't need to rush to say something quickly.
先把神邀请来。
Invite God to come first.
在我们的读经中把神邀请来。
Invite God when you read the Bible.
跟我们一起读。
And invite him to read with us.
教导我们要怎么读。
And teach us how to read it.
最近牧师在主日信息的时候一直鼓励我们要住在主里面。
And recently Pastor Mary has been reminding us to abide in the Lord.
教我们保持自己在主的同在中。
And to stay in his presence.
在我们有特别的事情的时候，我们当然我们知道我们要祷告。
And when something big is happening, we of course know we need to pray.
但是在平凡的日子当中，我们也要学习让主进到我们经过的每一个过程中。
But in our ordinary days, we also need to invite God into our process.
我们觉得最枯燥、最乏味，我们觉得最 boring 的时候，把主邀请进来。
And even if we feel it's the most boring or routine moment, invite God.
这样子我们就能在过程中我们能够经历神。
And this way we can experience God during the process.
我们可以认识神，我们可以经历神，我们也可以让神来做工在我们的身上。
So this way we can know God, we can experience God, and we can be shaped by God.
这三件事情不一定有它的顺序在。
And those three things may not always happen in a set order.
或是同一个时候发生。
They may happen all at once.
但是我想说的是，当我们让主来介入这个过程的时候，我们可以期待有一些事情会发生。
But when we allow God into our, we invite God into our journey, we will begin to experience God.
当我们把神邀请到我们的环境中的时候，
And when we invite God into our surroundings,
我们要学习等候主。
And we need to learn how to wait on the Lord.
因为不是我们在下指导期。
Because we're not telling God what to do.
不是告诉主说，求你帮我做这个，求你帮我做那个。
We don't tell God, please do this for me or do that for me.
我们不是求主帮忙说让什么事情发生。
We're not asking God just to let something to happen.
不是这个样子的。
This is not the right way.
乃是我们到主的面前。
But we come before the Lord.
简单地告诉主我们心中的想法。
And we tell God simply what's in our hearts.
我们告诉主我们心中的感受。
We tell him how we feel.
在神面前倾心吐意。
And we pour our hearts to God.
越真实越好。
The more sincere, the better.
越直接越好。
And the more direct, the better.
说完以后，
And after that,
我们就要学习等候。
Then we need to learn to wait.
我们借着等候来看主要怎么做。
And as we wait, we watch and see what God will do.
就是看到主所做的事情，我们对他的认识就会增加。
And when we see what he does, we begin to know him more deeply.
在以赛亚书，先知以赛亚说了一句话。
And Prophet Isaiah tells us one thing.
他说，耶和华必然等候，要施恩给你们，必然兴起，好怜悯你们，因为耶和华是公平的神，凡等候他的都是有福的。
Therefore the Lord will wait, that he may be gracious to you. And therefore he will be exalted, that he may have mercy on you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for him.
这边有两个等候。
There are two waiting.
神的等候跟人要等候。
There's One wait is God will wait, and the other is man will wait.
这个经节的背景是以色列人他们不听话。
And the background of this verse is when the Israelites were being disobedient.
第一件事情是他们要去投靠埃及。
And firstly, they wanted to rely on Egypt.
他们要靠着埃及王得到拯救。
And they thought the Pharaoh would save them.
第二件事情是他们不肯听先知所说的话。
And secondly, is they would not listen to what the prophet was telling them.
他们对先知说，我不要听这个不好听的话，我只要听好听的话。
And when the prophet spoke to them, they said, "Don't speak the truth. Speak smooth and pleasant words."
我不喜欢听正直的话，我喜欢听那个柔和虚幻的话。
Don't speak the truth. Speak smooth and pleasant words.
不要向我们提以色列的圣者。
And don't mention the Holy One of Israel to us.
当神告诉他们，他们怎么样才能够得到拯救的时候
，But when God told them how they could be saved，
他们不愿意听
，They would not listen。
神说，你们要归回安息，你们就得到拯救
；And God told them, in returning and rest, you shall be saved。
你们要平静安稳，你们就得到力量
；And in quietness and confidence shall be your strength。
但是他们不肯
，Yet they refused。
他说，我们得不到安息，是因为我们不够快。
They say the reason we don't have any rest is because we're not fast enough.
所以我们要更快一点。
That's why we need to run faster.
我们要需要做更多的事情。
We need to do more things.
但是神告诉他们说
，But God told them,
你们快，追赶你们的也必快。
The faster you run, the faster your enemies who chase you will be.
那些追赶你们的要更快。
And your enemies who chase you will be faster than you.
神在等候。
God is waiting.
他在等候施恩。
He's waiting to give us grace.
他等候怜悯人。
And he's waiting to be gracious to us.
但是人需要先归回。
But we need to return to him first.
人需要来等候神。
We need to wait for God.
人需要先回头来寻求神。
We need to turn our hearts and seek him first.
人要按照神的方法来做。
We need to do according God's way.
神说，有福的路是要等候他。
And God says, blessed are all those who wait for him.
按照神的定规去做的就有福。
And those who follow God's timing and rules, those are blessed.
等候不是什么事情都不做。
Waiting doesn't mean, does not mean doing nothing.
而是当你把这件事情交托给主的时候，你不再去插手。
That means after we have given this to God, we don't interfere anymore.
很多时候我们边祷告，但是我们边自己在做。
Oftentimes we pray on one hand, but we also do our own things.
这个不是等候。
This is not waiting.
等候是我们祷告完以后。
Waiting means after praying.
我们相信他。
We believe in him.
我们相信他，我们等候他做事在我们的当中。
We trust him that he will do things among our midst.
主要我们做一个等候的人。
God wants to be a person of waiting.
很多的过程都需要等候。
Many processes needs waiting.
这些借着这些过程，我们认识主。
And through these processes, we know God.
之前有一段时间，我觉得我早上的读经需要加强。
And sometimes, recently, I feel like my morning devotion needs to improve.
以前都是我早上起来的时候就翻开圣经来读。
And I used to just say a short prayer after I woke up, and then I start reading the Bible.
渐渐我觉得我的读经好像没有主的同在。
And over time, I felt like my Bible reading did not have God's presence.
于是我就把这件事情跟主说。
Therefore, I prayed to God about it.
主，我早上的读经好像没有你的同在。
I told him that I don't feel your presence while I read the Bible.
我只是例行公事的在做一件事情而已。
It just felt like a routine.
我也告诉主说，主，我不知道问题出在哪里。
I also told the Lord I don't know what's wrong.
但是我盼望有一些改变。
But I hope something will change.
就是这样子，很简单的告诉主我心中的感受。
And I shared my feelings with the Lord sincerely.
然后好像这件事情就这样过去了。
And then I just moved on.
但是不知道什么时候，从什么时候开始。
But not, I don't notice exactly when it started.
我觉得我祷告前的祷告不能像谢范祷告那样子的千篇一律的没有改变。
And I feel like my prayers in the morning cannot be the thank you for the food type of prayer.
我就尝试着 要做一些改变。
So I tried to make some changes.
一开始我不知道要说什么。
At first, I didn't know what to say.
但是渐渐的，好像有一些话。
But little by little, I found the words.
渐渐的，好像知道要跟主怎么说了。
And gradually, I knew how to talk to the Lord.
每次我又回到千篇一律的时候，我们所谓的开罐头的祷告的时候。
And sometimes if I would fall back to the routine prayer or like the can opening prayer,
我就会停下来。
Then I would stop.
重新开始。
And I would stop and start over again.
每次好像都不太一样。
And every time was a little different.
但是渐渐的，不是我在想要说什么话。
But gradually I stopped trying to think the right word to say.
好像很自然的。有一些话在那个时候就会浮出来。
And it just became a natural conversation with the Lord.
不是什么特别的话。
Those words are not special at all.
比较像是你跟家人当中的那种的对话。
It's more like the casual conversation you would have with your family members.
但是当我这样做的时候。
But as I did so.
我发现不一样。
And I felt some change.
不是按照我的方法。
It was not according to my way.
乃是主在教导我要怎么做。
But God was teaching me how to do it.
以往我对每次要预备信息的时候，我的压力都很大。
I used to feel anxious when preparing for the sermon.
一直等不到主的话的时候，心中也很焦虑。
And I would get anxious if I didn't hear the Lord speaking to me.
我很不喜欢这个过程。
And I don't like this process.
后来，我让主进到这个过程里面。
And later, I let God into this process.
我把我的焦虑跟主说。
I told my anxieties to the Lord.
在我等待的过程中。
During the time when I was waiting.
我以前很急着想要得到答案。
I was in a hurry to get answers right away.
我发现越急我就越得不到。
But the more rush I was, the harder it was for me to get the answers.
越急我就离主好像离得越远。
The more I feel rushed, the more distant I was from the Lord.
我需要的是相信。
I needed to believe him.
等候主的时间。
And wait for his time.
不是边等候又边查查资料。
And not just wait and then do my, and then check on other things on my own.
我学习不去做一些主没有感动的事情。
I learned not to do things God has not moved me to do.
等候主的时间，等候主的方式。
And wait for God's time and wait for God's way.
我觉得这样子很好。
I feel this is really good.
我在过程当中没有那些以前的焦虑。
And during the process, I don't have the anxieties anymore.
我对主好像渐渐的有一个信任。
And I have gradually a trust to the Lord.
我会知道主有他的时间，我不要急。
And I know God has its time. I don't have to be rushed.
我在这个过程中又认识了主一点点。
And during this process, I learned to know more about God.
认识跟经历是相辅相成的。
The knowledge and experience they go hand in hand.
从头脑的知识到经历。
From the head knowledge to our experience.
变成是你可以经历的事情。
And it becomes something that you can live out.
我们都知道新约的圣经是原文是希腊文。
We know that the Old Testament was written in Greek.
在希腊文他在讲到话我们中文叫做话英文叫做 word.
The word has the same translation in English and Chinese.
叫做主的话。
That's the word of God.
但是希腊文它用两个不同的字来表达。
But in Greek, it uses two different words to express the word word.
有个地方它叫做 logos.
Some place it refers to the word logos.
有的地方它叫做 rhema.
Some places it's called rhema.
Logos 我们说是白纸黑字。
And logos is the written word.
它记载这个记载客观的记载主的话。
It's the black and white text written in the Bible. It's the objective truth of God's word.
对，把这个真理记载下来。Rhema 呢，则是主向我们所说的话。
And Rhema is the personal word that God speaks to us.
是比较主观的话。
It's more subjective.
是让这个话在我们身上产生一些功用。
It's living and active and works directly in our lives.
这个也是圣灵做工后的一个结果。
This is also a work of the Holy Spirit.
把那个白纸黑字的话 翻译到我们里面来，让我们去经历。
To translate the black and white text into our experience, so we can experience it.
今天我们不讲哪一些经节他用 logos， 哪一些经节他用 rhema。
And today we're not going to study which Bible verses are in logos or which one are in rhema。
但是我今天想讲的是，这个 logos 如果是代表我们对主的一个认识，我们头脑上面的认识。
But if logos is the head knowledge we have toward God。
那 rhema 呢，就是让我们亲身经历这些白纸黑字所写在圣经中的话。
Then rhema is how we can experience God's word personally.
我们需要明白主的话，这是第一步。
So the first step, we need to understand God's word.
但是我们也需要第二步，就是去经历主的话。
But we also need the next step, which is to experience God's word.
当我们把主带到我们的大小的过程当中的时候。
And when we bring the Lord into every part of our life, whether it's big or small.
我们不只可以认识主，我们还可以经历主。
Not only can we learn more about him, but we can also experience him.
原本写给以色列人的那些话，现在好像是向着我写的，为着我写的。
The words that was meant once meant for the Israelites, now they become the personal words to me.
以前好像是耶稣讲给他门徒听的话，现在是变成讲给我听的话。
And the words that Jesus once said to his disciples become words that he says personally to me today.
像不久我们读到马太福音第十章。
And recent, not too long ago, we were reading about Matthew chapter 10.
我们非常非常熟悉这些经节。
This is a very familiar verse.
两个麻雀不是卖一分银子吗？若是你父不许，一个也不能掉在地上。
Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your father's will?
那天早上我在读这句话之前。
And that morning before reading this passage.
刚好我在祷告中，我在跟主讲一些我的感受。
And I just shared my worries and my feelings with the Lord in my prayer.
对，这些话里面就是有担忧，有害怕。
And I shared my worries.
很快的。当我祷告完以后，我就开始翻开圣经，开始来读。
And after I prayed, I opened the Bible and started reading the Bible.
那天早上，抓住我眼光的是第三十一节。
And on that day, verse 31 really stood out to me.
他说：“所以不要惧怕，你们比许多的麻雀还贵重。”
Verse 31 tells me, "Do not fear, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows."
这节经节我不知道已经读过多少次。
I have read this verse many times before.
但是那天早上主用两个字帮助我。
But that morning God used two terms to help me.
主用许多这两个字。
God used the term many.
许多麻雀还贵重。
He said, "I'm of more value than many sparrows."
我读到许多这两个字的时候，我心里非常的安慰。
When I was comforted by the word many.
不是一对一，不是一只麻雀对一个人，不是。
It's not one person versus one sparrow.
主说你们比许多的麻雀还要贵重。
God said you are of more value than many sparrows.
感谢主，那天早上主的话带给我信心。
The word of God gave me faith that morning.
我在遇到我害怕的事情的时候，我还是会害怕。
And when I'm facing situations that causes me to fear, I'm still afraid.
但是不一样的是，我有这句主的话，主你说许多。
But what is different is I have the word of God. God said many.
主你说许多，所以我可以依靠你，我可以抓住你的话来经历你。
God said many, so I can grasp on His word and I can experience you.
本来是 logos 的话，对我来讲，那天早上变成 rhema。一句让我可以经历的话。
This word has become from logos to rhema, something I can experience.
不久前我们也听到有一个弟兄他在分享。
And a brother also recently gave his testimony.
他说他听了史弟兄的诗篇九十一篇的信息以后。
And he said after listening to Brother Z's message on Psalm 91.
哦，那个信息改变了他。
That sermon changed him.
这个。那个经节不只是一个经节而已，对他。
And that Bible verse is no longer a Bible verse for him.
那个经节变成一个力量，改变他的生活。
The Bible verse has become a power to change his life.
改变他这个怎么样来对待主的话。
It changes attitude toward God's word.
这个都是我们把主带到我们过程的一个结果。
And this is the result after we have invited God into our process.
当一个基督徒开始爱主，有心愿要为主活着的时候。
And when a Christian begins to love the Lord and wants to live for him.
他一定有一个祷告。
And he will surely pray one thing.
就是要求主改变他。
That is for God to change and shape his life.
一个人要被改变是非常的不容易的。
It's not easy for a person to be changed.
这个时间也是很漫长的。
And this process also takes a long time.
因为我们很容易看自己。
Because we often look at ourselves.
我们很容易对自己失去盼望。
And we can easily lose hope.
一天过一天好像没有什么不一样。
Day after day, it seems as nothing happens.
还是常常犯错，还是常常的失败。
We still make mistakes and we still fail often.
但生命的改变是一个过程。
And the transformation of our lives is a process.
在这个过程中，我们要忍耐，我们也要相信。
And during this process, we need patience and we also need to believe.
我们要让神进到这个过程中。
And we need to let God into this process.
不是我们要改变自己。
It's not we can change ourselves.
我们改变不了自己。
Because we cannot change ourselves.
要让主来改变我们。
We have to let God to change us.
我们常常有交托。
Sometimes we surrender.
但是我们没有完全交托。
But we don't do it completely.
我们有信靠。
We trust in the Lord.
但是没有完全的信靠。
But not fully trust.
完全我们做不到。
We cannot do completely.
但是主可以做。
But God can do it.
感谢主，主要做工。
Thanks the Lord, He will work in us.
他的手非常的温柔。
He works in us gently.
有的时候我们甚至感觉不到他在做工。
That He's so gentle to us, so that many times we don't even notice He's working in us.
但是在过程中不知不觉的我们就被改变。
But over time, without even realizing it, we are being changed.
我们的责任是不要离开主。
And our responsibility is not to walk away from the Lord.
无论发生什么事情。
No matter what happens.
无论我们跟主之间有什么争执。
Even though we feel upset or struggle.
我们不要固执，我们放下自己。
And don't be stubborn, let go of ourselves.
让主的工作坐在我们身上。
So, and allow the Lord to work freely in us.
什么东西会抵挡主的工作?
And what will oppose the work of God?
就是我们的工作会抵挡主的工作。
That is our own work will oppose God's work.
当我们说我要做的时候,主就不能做。
And when we say we want to do something, then God cannot do it.
如果你要让主做,
If you want God to do it,
我们就不要做。
Then let go of our own work.
骄阳己心,骄傲自大,不会改变我们的己生命。
Pampering ourselves, pride and arrogance will not change our old self.
这些我们很喜欢，但是这些反而是在喂养我们的己生命，给他食物吃。
We like these things, but these things actually feed our old self. It makes our old self grow stronger.
让己生命增长，压迫我们的属灵的生命。
And this way our self-life grows faster and it oppresses our spiritual life.
只有在忧伤、在痛悔、在悔改的状态当中，我们的生命会被改变。
And true changes comes when we have a broken, humble, and repentant heart.
简单的一句话就是说，主，我不对，你才对。
Simply put is to acknowledge that I am not right and God, you are right.
当你把你自己摆在这样的一个态度当中的时候，主要做他要做的事情。
And when you have such an attitude, God can do the work He can work in us.
我们一起来唱一首诗歌。
Let's all sing a hymn.
就是我们刚刚唱的最后一首诗歌458首。
That's the last hymn we sang, hymn 458.
如果你们忘记了刚刚讲了那么多的话。
And if you've forgotten everything that was just spoken,
有一件事情我想请你们记住。
And please remember one thing.
过程不是没有价值的。
The process is not, it's not meaningless.
过程的有价值在于有主在其中。
The process itself is valuable because God is in it.
你要让你的生命有意义吗？
Do you want your life to be meaningful?
让主进来。
Let God in.
让他坐上那个开车的人的座位。
Let him be in the driver's seat.
不要自己去开车。
Don't drive the car yourself.
不要让你的意识大过主的意识。
Don't let yourself be greater than God.
这首诗歌讲得很好。
And this hymn tells us well.
日日专心靠救主。
It tells us simply trusting every day.
日日我们知道。
We know the word every day.
靠救主我们知道。
We also know trusting.
专心。
But the secret is simply trusting.
专心不容易。
It's not to do it with a focus.
专心就是我只要这个，我其他都不要。
Simply means we only want this and we don't want anything else.
盼望我们把我们生命中的过程都交托给主。
May we place all the processes of our lives into God's hand.
我们看到每一个过程都有它的价值。
And we see that every process has its value.
Let us all stand.
请站立。
Feel free to sing in Chinese or English.
我们可以自由地用中文或英文敬拜。
Trust in Him, what life shall last.